Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Wednesday on this 25th day of March 2020. I am thrilled, after a long absence, to have back on this program Judy Rogers. Judy Rogers happens to be the sister-in-law of the guest that I interviewed yesterday, Dr. Joe Moorcraft, on With Liberty and Justice for All, Christian Politics Made Simple. And I am thrilled to have her on the following day. Judy Rogers is a Christian songwriter, a singer, musician, a Christian recording artist, and she is the wife of Pastor Wayne Rogers. No, not Trapper John from MASH, but a different Wayne Rogers entirely. Wayne Rogers, pastor of the Dickinson First Presbyterian Church in Hayside, Virginia. And today we are going to be addressing the theme, Contemporary Music Can Still Be Biblical, Reuniting the Brain with Emotion in Modern Songs for the Church. We're also going to be talking about Judy's new CD, and that CD is primarily meant for children, although anyone of any age could be blessed. Consider God's Critters, obviously a compilation with Ellie Mae Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. But it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back after a long absence to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Judy Rogers.
Thank you, Chris. I could not be more delighted. It has been a long time, and it's so good to reunite with you via radio.
Yes, and the last time I saw you, we both, before the program, were scratching our heads trying to figure out what year, in fact, even what decade it was. But it was likely in the 1990s, likely somewhere near 1995, when you gave a concert at the church where I was a member, before moving to Pennsylvania, Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island in Merrick, New York. And I very fondly remember that concert, and I also remember the overwhelming reaction of the congregation, how much they loved hearing you sing and play the guitar and so on. So that was that's an excellent memory.
Thank you, Chris. And you know what? I remember that concert so well. I don't know exactly what it was about it, but I just remember so many things about that time. And we've been to New York. I've been up there probably 4 or 5 times and perform some concerts. And I come back home and tell people here in the South that we truly experienced Northern hospitality.
Amen. Well, before we go into our conversation on the theme Contemporary Music Can Still Be Biblical, why don't you tell our listeners something about the church where your husband pastors, Dickinson First Presbyterian Church of Hayside, Virginia.
This church was where I grew up. My grandfather, Elihu Hiram, good English name, Anderson, and good Scottish last name, was the pastor all of my youth. And I remember him as a great, absolutely dedicated man of God, so careful with the Word of God. and he had a very fruitful ministry. I was brought up knowing and loving the things of God, and his daughter, my mama, Anita Belcher, and my dad, Clannard C. Belcher, were very active members in that church. Mama taught the youth. My dad was an elder. And our parents didn't just go when the church doors were open. They often opened the doors of the church, so dedicated to the community and to getting that as much of that community as possible into the church. In recent years, the church was without a pastor, and the congregation dwindled greatly, and a lot of people moved away, and so Wayne agreed to come here and seek to breathe some life back into it, and he's been holding forth regularly each Lord's Day and preaching strongly the Word of God, and in such a way that I believe it's warm, welcoming, and absolutely uncompromising with the truth, and we are pressing on.
Amen. And if anybody wants to find out more about the Dickinson First Presbyterian Church of Hayside, Virginia, go to Facebook and type in Dickinson, and Dickinson is spelled D-I-C-K-E-N-S-O-N, unlike the college that's near my home here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Dickinson First Presbyterian Church in Hayside is spelled H-A-Y-S-I, Virginia. And you can find out more about that church. In fact, I just looked up when the last time you were on this program. And interestingly enough, you and Pastor Wayne were on back-to-back. Wayne was on Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. And you were on Thursday, July 31st, 2008 on Iron Triple.
All right.
So we've got to get Wayne back on as well, and
yes. We
can't wait so many years before you return.
Yeah, don't wait too long, Chris.
I'm going to play a song by you that is my favorite song that you have recorded, and perhaps you could even tell our listeners a little bit something about it before I play it, Coram Deo. And it's from the If You Love Me CD.
Yes. Coram Deo is what I attempted to make a happy introduction to the Ten Commandments. And it was inspired by R.C. Sproul's Ligonier Ministries, and their magazine they published on the inside page was the Coram Deo page, which means, Coram Deo just means Latin for before the face of God.
You mean the Table Talk magazine?
That's right. And every time I would read that, I was so convicted. I think just because of hearing it in a foreign language, sometimes we pay more attention. And and every time the end of that that front page article would work out to be, how do we apply this Coram Deo? How do I live before the face of God? And so I was honored to speak at a conference, and it involved Ligonier, and I wrote that song on the way there. And
wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing? That's really kind of the way a lot of my songs come about, in odd ways, like when I'm driving or doing dishes. But I was able to finish that up and record it, and thought it made a great opening for the Ten Commandments, that God calls us in the Ten Commandments to live before the face of God. And
amen.
I hope it'll be a blessing.
Yes, I'm sure it will be for anyone who has discerning taste and loves to worship our Lord God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ. So here's Coram Deo by Judy Rogers from If You Love Me CD.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, that was beautiful. And so I can remember to keep repeating it, Judy, where is the best place for people to purchase your music?
JudyRogers.com.
JudyRogers.com, that's easy to remember.
Judy. Yep, and I also want to tell everybody that I have a coupon code for anybody that would like to order.
Excellent.
You get 15% off at checkout, and that code is JRMusic1952.
JRMusic1952.
Mm-hmm, 1952.
Great.
And you get 15% off at checkout.
Terrific. Now, the theme of our program today, as I mentioned earlier, is contemporary music can still be biblical, reuniting the brain with emotion in modern songs for the church. It seems that the church has been at war amongst themselves, amongst the members, fellow members of the church, infighting for decades, perhaps even actually centuries, over music. It's a sad commentary. You have those who want to worship God by bypassing the brain. When they worship many of the contemporary artists and bands, their music is something that could send the listener into diabetic shock because it's just filled with syrupy sweet, light, fluffy, meaningless lyrics. And then you have, and we have to be honest here, if we're going to be fair. Those of us who are Reformed, sometimes we worship, even singing those grand, majestic, glorious old hymns. We sometimes sing those hymns as if we believe having any emotion is a sin of some kind. And
exactly.
And it's it could be like entering into a funeral in many of our worship services. Not all. I'm not broad brushing my own people here. But I just happen to know it's true, if we're going to be honest.
Yes.
And those are two extremes that should be avoided at all costs. Am I right?
Yes, I agree. I came up with an expression some years back called warm reformed. And I think that's what we need to be. We need to be, or you can just say warm, biblically warm, because reformed is just a way of describing being biblical. But we need to be warm reformed. We don't need to be cold. And one of the reasons I wrote the songs that I did and have taken on the recording is because I did see so many songs that appealed mainly to emotion. And it's so easy for Christians, or, you know, shallow Christians, to just latch on to that emotional music and get stirred inwardly, but then have nothing to offer back to the Lord for the things that they've heard or sung. And yes, I have experienced that thing that you mentioned too, sadly, that sometimes those in the mature, so to speak, Reformed community can lose that warmth and the emotion that is given us by God. And that's why I try to connect. Somebody told me one time, Judy, you don't just write songs, you craft them. And that was a huge compliment, but I thought about that, and I thought, you know, that's really true. That at least is my goal. And if people could see my first drafts of songs, they would probably be horrified. I really work on my songs and run them by my in-house theologian, my husband, and also my dear sister and brother-in-law and others before I settle in on a song. Because I think it is so important that we don't just stir emotions, or that we're not just theologically correct. It needs to be a blend, a wedding of those two things, and that's really what I have attempted to do in all of my years of songwriting.
Going back to our own Reformed family, don't you think it would be wise for either a song leader or a pastor, when we are singing one of the cherished old hymns, if it contains antiquated language or words that your average person, even average Christian, might not understand, don't you think it'd be a good idea for whoever is leading the music to explain and define what those terms are?
I do. I truly do. I love much of the old English and much of the old way of writing songs, but I have to say that there are some occasionally that definitely need some explanation and elaboration. But I really think more than that is what we were saying a minute ago is the way in which we see it, sing them, the mode, the emotion, the warmth. You know, the Bible says to sing to each other psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and so often we just stand in the congregation and stare forward, and we're just so rote with what we do, and God wants it to be living, active, warm worship, and communicating to each other from the hymn, the greatness of our God.
And I'm going to play another song. This is from the Arise, Shine album. And the song is Arise, Shine. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about that song.
Well, this is one of my favorite stories. All my songs have a story behind them, but this is one of my favorites because Wayne had preached one morning. Every time I tell about something, I say years ago because it's literally everything has been years ago. He preached one Sunday morning on Isaiah 60. One, I always get mixed up if it's 60 or 61, on how the people of God are to arise and shine, for our light has come. We of all people, and I would even say, you know, today, in the midst of this pandemic that's going on, Christians need to be showing, and so many are, praise God, the real love of Christ and the victory that we have through him, no matter what our circumstances. And so I felt so convicted from that sermon. But I stuck my bulletin in my Bible on the way home. And when I opened it up, it was in Jeremiah 5. And I just looked down toward the end of Jeremiah 5 and saw a horrible and shocking thing has happened in our land. The prophets prophesy their lies and the priests rule by their own authority. And my people love it this way. but what will they do in the end? And I thought, oh, my, this is just like looking at the morning headline. It was so much a description of our country. And so I wrote this song. And I called Becky and said, what should I do? What should I do? I can't leave it in this down, depressing situation here. And she said, well, you go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's my people who are called by my name. And so that is the answer to anything that we're going through.
Amen. And this is Arise, Shine from the CD, Arise, Shine, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. I hope that you are as blessed by the song as I have been.
Shocking thing has happened in our land. The prophets prophesy their lies, and the priests see things through their own eyes. They rule by their own authority. It seems they have forgotten. They've turned aside, they've gone away. My people love it this way. But what about Judgment Day? And powerful, fat with pride. Where is my beautiful, blood-bought bride? She's playing harlot with the world, traded my glory for a dime store pearl. She has no conscience for all her sin, but what will she do in the end? What will she do in the end? The righteous shines, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Righteous shines, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Risen upon you, arise, shine, for your light is come.
Hallelujah. That was beautiful. I don't have, as far as I'm aware, a drop of Irish blood in me. Although, since my ancestors on my father's side were Vikings, I'm sure that the Arnzen DNA is all over Ireland because of the number of times the Vikings raided Ireland. But I love Celtic music, and I was wondering if anybody had ever told you before that your music has a flavor that resembles in some way Celtic music.
Oh, yes, many times, and it makes total sense because that is me roots. English, Irish, and Scottish are all blended in. Those were the settlers that came over here and settled down here in Southwest Virginia, so it's definitely in my blood, and that's why I just had, after a few years of having my devotions in the Psalms, I just had to write songs that I wanted to record, and I thought, what better thing to do than to put them to a Celtic style of music and the CD Never Be Shaken.
Amen. Now, the next song I'm going to play is Here I Stand. So it's from the CD Songs of Faith, Family, and Freedom. And if you could tell our listeners the very interesting story about this song, because it involves Judge Roy Moore.
Yes, when Judge Roy Moore was going through his huge trial of being told that he had to remove the Ten Commandments from the building, he absolutely refused as a righteous resistant. And I had a friend, Colonel E. Ray Moore, Jr., who insisted that I write a song to go with this whole thing. And he said, write a song about Judge Roy Moore. And I said, Ray, you know the judge. He's a very humble man. He would not want a song about him. But he wouldn't leave me alone, and so I really prayed earnestly about it, and one day it hit me. I could write a song about the cause and then include the wonderful recording of Judge Moore's voice as he stood out on the steps of the Capitol righteously protesting removal of the Ten Commandments. So that's what you will hear toward the end of the song.
Great, and this song will lead right into our first commercial break. So the next time you hear me, it will be when we return from that very first commercial break, which will begin right after Here I Stand by Judy Rogers from the CD Here I Stand, Songs of Faith, Family, and Freedom.
That nothing can extinguish. It is driven by the spirit of those saints whose firm convictions brought grief and persecution great, but they never Here I stand, I can do no other. God's come.
this inalienable right is taken, even the rocks and the trees and the stones that you see would cry out for judgment. If I should fail to do my duty in this case, for fear of giving offense, I would consider myself guilty of treason toward my country and of an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven which I revere above all earthly kings.
Here we stand.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike.
who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Thrivin Financial is not your typical financial services provider. As a membership organization, we help Christians be wise with money and live generously every day. And for the fourth year in a row, we were named one of the world's most ethical companies by the Ethisphere Institute, a leading international think tank dedicated to the creation, advancement, and sharing of best practices in business ethics. Contact me, Mike Gallagher, financial consultant, at 717-254-6433. Again, 717-254-6433 to learn more about the Thrivent Difference.
We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life.
Lending faith, finances, and generosity. That's the Thrivent story.
We were made to thrive.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read.
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, every time you purchase books from solid-ground-books.com, you are helping Iron Sharpens Iron Radio remain on the air, because solid-ground-books.com is a key, vital financial supporter of this program. We would likely not exist without their financial support, barring a miracle of God. So we ask of you to please patronize them as frequently as you can, especially during this time where not only you, but many of your family, friends, and loved ones, if not all of them, are shut up inside for the predominant hours of the day. Why not send them books where they will be spiritually nourished and perhaps even brought to salvation through the gospel contained therein from solid-ground-books.com. And also, don't forget solid-ground-books.com for all the holidays coming up, Easter, wedding anniversaries, birthdays, and I could go on and on. Not only edify yourself by replenishing your own library with books from solid-ground-books.com, but edify your brethren in Christ, and also be used of God to lead the lost to salvation through this literature. That's solid-ground-books.com. And don't forget to tell them that you heard about them from Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We are now back with Judy Rogers, who's our guest today. She is a singer, a songwriter, Christian recording artist, and the wife of Pastor Wayne Rogers of Dickinson First Presbyterian Church in Hayside, Virginia. If you have a question for Judy Rogers on our theme, Contemporary Music Can Still Be Biblical, Reuniting the Brain with Emotion in Modern Songs for the Church, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen @gmail.com. And please, as always, give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say in this scenario, you disagree with your own pastor on music in the church, on the kind of music that is sung and performed. This would be a reason to remain anonymous. Perhaps you're a pastor, you disagree with your own fellow elders or your congregation or denomination, and you don't want to draw attention to your identity. I can readily understand that. But if it's just a general question, please give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Judy, why don't you tell us something about your new CD, which is titled Consider God's Critters.
Oh, wow. Well, people ask me often, what is your favorite CD that you've done? That's a terrible question, because it's like saying, who's your favorite child? No, it really is, but usually it's the one I've just produced. And I must say that this one is vying for the first place in all the 11 recordings that I've completed, for several reasons. I was inspired by Ken Ham's wonderful book on creation, and especially dinosaurs. I have one of the songs on here called Dinos, and it's based largely on one of the books that he did. I almost completely, all my information almost entirely came from that book. One of the favorites of the kids, I even touch on how the dinos on the kids' shows aren't real, and they can't love you after all. you can apply that to whichever dinosaur you've ever seen on television. But my point in writing the songs that I write for children, first of all, is to be biblically and theologically correct. But second of all, I like to have a little shock value occasionally and make people perk up. This is one reason that I don't always use the simplest of words in my songs, but I want the young children, 4, 5, and 6, to be taught. I use some really big words in my song on the Ant Down Under. But I want those in there so they can be explained to the children and they can understand exactly what's going on. Don't just dumb them down with entertainment, but cause them to rise to another level and to really think. So Consider God's Critters is, again, like so many of my songs that I've written, I think of them kind of on a very innocent level initially, and then I realize the weightiness of what I'm doing, and it's very sobering. And so in these songs, I try to write songs that are going to stir their hearts, not just their emotions. I try to really blend fun and entertainment with the great truth of God's Word. And so in my song, Consider God's Critters, just so it doesn't go by the listener, if you play it, I have a phrase that says, consider the intricate organs and systems of human and animal's complex existence. We came into being by God's wise design, not some random big bang and slime over time. So that's a challenge, to try to speak out against evolution briefly and succinctly, but this is why I am very, very excited for this CD to get out to as many of our young people as possible, so that this might even inform them what to think when they go off to college and have that professor that tries to make them feel foolish for believing the Bible.
Amen. I'm going to now play the song Consider God's Critters, the name of the CD, and this is the new CD from Judy Rogers. And I hope you're blessed. If your kids are not already listening to the program with you, bring them in the room if they're around.
And yeah, go grab them.
Yep, go grab them. And here's Consider God's Critters.
Consider God's critters and all that they teach us. Eagles and horses and pigs and leeches. The deer and the dog and the donkey. Have a lesson to teach you and me. Consider the leopard, the lamb and the lion, foxes and ostrich, the bear and leviathan, cattle and coney and grasshopper too. They all have a lesson to teach me and you. Human and animals' complex existence. We came into being by God's wise design, not some random big bang and slime over time.
God told Adam, have dominion over the animals, the fish and the
of nothing by the word of his power.
That was phenomenal, and we are going to our midway break right now. The midway break, folks, as you may know if you listen to this program every day, is the longer break in the show that is required of us by Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, because they air this program twice a day in morning drive and 8 to 10 p.m. Every day. And they are required by the FCC to localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to Lake City, Florida. So they air their own public service announcements during the midway break while we air our globally heard commercials. So I ask of you to use this time wisely. Please write down as much of the information provided by our advertisers as possible so that you can more successfully and more frequently patronize them. Because remember, just as I was saying earlier in the show in regard to solid-ground-books.com, we depend upon our advertisers to exist. And therefore, if you want our advertisers to stick around so that we will stick around, please patronize them as much as possible. Obviously, if it's a church that's advertising and they're not anywhere near you, why not even just write them a letter, send them an email, maybe even send them a financial gift, because many churches have been hit financially because they have had to close their doors and depend upon live streaming to have worship services. And since people aren't physically present, they're very often not giving like they ordinarily would. So maybe even send them a financial gift, but always tell them that you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, as we ask you to do with all our advertisers. And also, take this time to write down a question for Judy Rogers, any question involving music, and our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, please give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Judy Rogers after this commercial break.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawsuit, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com, that's nasbible.com, to place your order.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com.
That's SolidRockRemodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Chris Sorensen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, you can also order by phone at 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231, and you should only call that number between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. There is no voicemail on that line, and those are the hours that someone is manning that toll-free number, 800-656-0231. And by the way, the last time I was in CVBBS, which is on the same street where this studio is, they had Judy Rogers CDs in stock. I don't know if they were sold out of them yet, but you might want to check when you call or visit them online at cvbbs.com. Before we return to my guest, Judy Rogers, who is a Christian songwriter, singer, musician, recording artist, and wife of Pastor Wayne Rogers of the Dickinson First Presbyterian Church in Hayside, Virginia, we just have a couple of important announcements to make, so please be patient with us. First of all, tonight and every Wednesday, there is a show right on the same internet network where Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is live streamed. Every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, my good friend Pastor Joe Jackowitz of Christ Bible Church in Pleasanton, California, hosts the program Bible Talk. And tonight he is going to be addressing the question, why did the coronavirus pandemic happen? That's tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And by the way, Pastor Joe Jackowitz can be heard preaching every single day, Monday through Friday, immediately following Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you remain on the live stream, you will hear Pastor Jackowitz preaching. And I strongly recommend that you stay on the stream so you can hear him. Also, tomorrow we have on the program for the very first time Ron Dart. And he is the editor of the new book, Myth and Meaning in Jordan Peterson, A Christian Perspective. Quite a controversial figure, Jordan Peterson. So you might want to tune into that. I strongly urge you to. And by the way, just between me and you, we're going to be giving away free books to people who email us with questions about Jordan Peterson for Ron Dart. Friday, Joe Jackowitz, who I just mentioned, he is returning for our Friday update on the coronavirus, which we are intending to air every Friday until this panic subsides. And next Monday and Tuesday, we've got Jeff Thomas, the world-renowned Reformed Baptist. If anybody loves Banner of Truth Ministries, I'm sure you're familiar with Jeff Thomas. And he is actually going to be, at least on one of those days, addressing the importance of singing to God, the very apropos sequel to what we're doing today. And I thought I'd throw in that on April 7th, my guest today, Judy Rogers' brother-in-law, Dr. Joe Moorcraft, returns to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio for part three of our discussion on his excellent book, With Liberty and Justice for All, Christian Politics Made Simple. Also, folks, if you are a man in ministry leadership, whether you're a pastor, an elder, a deacon, a parachurch leader, as long as you're a man in ministry leadership, you are invited to the free Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Spring Pastors Luncheon. That, of course, is unless they are continuing restrictions and bans on public gatherings at the end of May. God willing, they won't be. But Friday, May 29th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the date for the next Spring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastors Luncheon. It's absolutely free of charge. It's going to be held at for the very first time at the Bongiorno Conference Center right here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And also for the very first time, my dear friend, since 1995, I think a man who is the most powerful preacher alive on the planet Earth, Dr. Conrad Mbewe, is going to be speaking to the pastors and ministry leaders. He is pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa. He's also the former chancellor and now a lecturer at African Christian University and a highly sought-after conference speaker. He is just mind-blowing, I can assure you. So if you are a man in ministry leadership, please register for free. Not only will you be hearing Dr. Mbewe speak for free and getting fed a sumptuous meal by the Bongiorno Conference Center for free, you'll also be leaving that event with a heavy sack of brand new books, personally selected by me, that have been donated by Christian publishers, major Christian publishers, all over the United States and the United Kingdom. So this is an event, after you've been cooped up for a long time, it's well worth your while to try to get there, no matter where you live, get there by train, plane, or automobile, or parachute, however else you could get to Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That's Friday, May 29th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bongiorno Conference Center in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Just send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, and put luncheon in the subject line, and I'll register you immediately, and it's absolutely free of charge. Also, folks, as I have been reminding you, Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has been hit hard, very hard financially, amidst this coronavirus scare. Our two largest financial supporters had to put a hold on supporting this program for two, possibly three or more months, they are not certain, because their businesses have been radically impacted negatively by the scare of the coronavirus. So I'm asking you, please, folks, if you have extra money that will enable you to donate to us, please, we are in need of your donations more than ever before. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly using a debit or credit card. You could also send in a check via snail mail to the address that appears on the screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. Never, ever, ever siphon money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that, especially during this time when churches, many churches, are hurting seriously financially because they've had to shut their doors and people are forced to worship via live streaming. And since people aren't physically present in the churches, many of them either have delayed giving or are not giving at all. But I have spoken to pastors whose collections have gone down to 25% or less of what they usually were. So please don't siphon money away from your giving to your church, and never put your family in financial jeopardy in order to donate to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those are two commands of God: providing for your church, providing for your home and family. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God, but if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, all that money that you've been using for recreational purposes that you can't use because everything is closed, well, please consider using a portion of that money to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Again, that is, if you love the show and you don't want it to disappear. So please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now, or mail in a check the old-fashioned way to the address that appears on the screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. If you want to advertise with us, send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. As long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe, you don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that's at least compatible with what we believe, we would love to help you launch an ad campaign because we are in urgent need of your advertising dollars. We don't even know how we're paying the rent next month, folks, so please be as generous as you can and donate as frequently as you can to ironsharpensironradio.com, then click support. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church and you're not even prayerfully looking for one, you are living in rebellion against God. No matter what you've been told by others, there is no such thing as a lone wolf or maverick Christian in the scriptures who is not a member of a church under the authority of local elders. So you've got to rectify that situation if that describes you. Please, if you need help finding a church, send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. I have helped many people in our audience all over the planet find churches, no matter where they live in the world, that they have visited and joined, or sometimes they have visited these churches while on vacation, or sometimes they have referred these churches to friends, family, and loved ones who are without a church home in all parts of the world. I can possibly help you with these lists that I have. In fact, we know right now that if you live near Hayside, Virginia, Dickinson First Presbyterian Church, pastored by Wayne Rogers, is an excellent recommendation. But I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world. So send me an email if you need help finding one to chrisarnzen@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question for Judy Rogers. And again, our Theme is contemporary music can still be biblical, reuniting the brain with emotion in modern songs for the church. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And Judy, one of the things that I enjoy about even your music for little children, which has always been a passion of yours since I've been aware of your music, many of your CDs are dedicated to children. I like the fact that you do not dumb down the lyrics. Obviously, you make them age appropriate, but you're not feeding nonsense into the minds of children with your music. I could tell you that years ago, I visited a large church in the town where I used to live, and this was during the regular worship service, let alone a children's so-called worship service. This was the regular worship service. The very first song that they performed or played or sang had one lyric to it that was repeated perhaps 20 or more times. And the lyric was, "This is how we worship him, clap your hands. This is how we worship him, clap your hands." After 5 times of repeating that, my hands dropped to my side and I stopped singing. And I said to myself, if I had a child and that child was in a so-called children's church service, I would be upset if my little child was being taught to sing that over and over and over again, let alone in the regular worship service where predominantly adults were present. Just because we are creating something for a child doesn't mean it has to be devoid of biblical meat. Am I right?
Absolutely. My husband says you can't say everything in a sermon because sometimes somebody will come up and say, "Why didn't you point this out?" And he says, you can't say everything in a sermon, and you definitely cannot say everything in a song that you want to say. It's quite a challenge. But that's why I try to get to the crux of the matter and frame it and word it as clearly as possible and succinctly, because most songs only last about 3 or 4 minutes. And it is a challenge, but it is something that challenges me to see how much meat I can get in there.
Now, the next song I'm going to play is 2x2, obviously a reference to Noah's Ark. Anything else you care to say?
Yeah, this is actually one of mine and my husband's favorites. I relied on him heavily for this. As I was writing it, Wayne said, "You know, Christ, Jesus Christ was the ultimate ark, that we run to him to be saved." And it made chills go over me. And I knew that, but I hadn't gotten there yet in my lyric. And so I'm so thankful that he pointed that out to me. And so that completes the song and makes it very clear to our children and us that Jesus is the ultimate ark.
Amen. Well, here is the song that I just mentioned, 2x2 by Judy Rogers. I hope you're blessed.
God said to Noah, "You must build an ark. This world that I made has grown evil and dark. I'm sending a flood to destroy every life, but I will save you and your children and wife on the ark. Bring with you 2 of each animal too. What a spectacular, colorful zoo. Can you imagine the sight Noah saw? They jumped and they waddled, they slithered and crawled. Some flew through the air and some galloped on land. They came to the ark and, like Noah, obeyed God's command.
By faith Noah listened, by faith he obeyed. Blameless and
blood of our sin. Jesus, the true ark, says, come enter in. If we repent and obey him by faith, he will deliver our souls by his mercy and grace.
That was 2x2 from Consider God's Critters, the latest CD by Judy Rogers. And don't forget, folks, Judy is offering a 15% discount if you, when ordering at judyrogers.com, judyrogers.com, when you enter the coupon code JRMusic1952, JRMusic1952. By the way, does the... Is it type case sensitive?
Well, it's all smaller case letters, so
okay.
Maybe.
Okay. So just remember JR Music 1952, and hopefully we'll remember to repeat that throughout the rest of the show. We have a couple of listeners. Actually, we have a number of them waiting to have their questions asked and answered. Let me take a few of them. One of them was so long, I forwarded the email to you. It's from Johnny from Queens, New York. Hello, Judy.
I already answered it.
Well, I'll answer it on the air. Judy, hello, Judy. My five children and I enjoy your music and can pretty much sing the entire Go to the Ants album by memory. I've been around various circles with different musical convictions, from charismatic to exclusive psalmody. Some sing modern songs like a dirge, and others a cappella hymns like angelic beings. Ultimately, shouldn't we be emotionally moved by the truth of the words expressed in worship to God, and not necessarily carried along by the musical style? Isn't the goal, man, you've got a lot of grammatical errors, Johnny. Isn't the goal of worship to bring pleasure to the audience of one, the Holy Godhead, and not the appeal to the musical preferences of modern man?
Well, yes and no. Music was created by God to convey the message. And so I think it's very important. There's much in the music and the Bible, especially in the Psalms, about singing. Singing unto the Lord, but also singing to each other. And so I think it's very, very important that we have song melodies that convey God's message in the very best way. I've heard songs, some people don't like for people to rewrite tunes to old hymns. Well, that's true at times, but there are some that have very, very negative to me. They make me feel very negative and depressed. And so I've been very thankful to see, and have done it myself, melodies changed to reflect the message of the hymn. Very, very important. I think it's important that we sing lyrics that are God-honoring and that he will be pleased with, but definitely I think the music is extremely important.
Yes, one thing that irks me is when I have visited churches. This is not the church where I'm a member. I have to make that clear. I have visited churches, and there are churches, or should I say elders and leaders in churches, who think that a musical instrument is so absolutely necessary to be included in a worship service that they will have somebody that has absolutely no talent at all playing that piano or performing or playing music on whatever instrument they have some kind of familiarity with, even if they're playing it horribly. I don't understand that at all. I mean, we can sing our hymns and psalms and spiritual songs a cappella. It is not required of us to use instrumentation, even if we believe the Bible permits that. But this is sort of a segue to what Johnny in Queens is asking. Everybody should have some kind of concern about how the music sounds.
Absolutely. We used to be, well, I used to know of a church that encouraged everybody to join the choir. And one of the men in the choir could not carry a tune and sang the loudest. And it was so distracting. It was really pitiful. And I think that Christians are a little too, quote-unquote, nice at times instead of being honest. Somebody told me something early on as I started out launching out in my music, songwriting, and recording. And they said, Judy, I don't even remember who it was, but I remember what they said very clearly. You're not good until somebody else tells you you're good. And boy, that just hit me like a ton of bricks, and I've never forgotten it. We should always be concerned for the glory of God, which means we should have the most excellent music that we can possibly have, and if it's not excellent, then let's sing a cappella. That's how I truly feel about that. And that little bit of advice has gone a long way to help me scrutinize my melodies and the music in general to make sure that it is, and to submit it to others. So many people are married to their music. They write a song, and I know because I've been guilty of it. You write a song, you feel like it's great, and you want everybody to love it. And I submit my songs to my husband, who is the dread judge of all. He is very honest. He has a good ear for it. And he'll say, you know, I don't think that's not long enough. You need to write another verse. I don't think that's singable there. And it has been such a help. I used to be offended, and now I really appreciate it. And it takes a lot of humility, but we need to have excellent music.
Amen. And we have an email from a listener who accurately describes something she heard me say a lot on this show. Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania says, I have heard Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, frequently repeat that he thinks churches have caved in to the entertainment mindset and have forgotten that worship is a congregational activity where the members of the church are not just spectators being entertained, but they are to be joining in worship and singing songs that are appropriate for congregational worship. I have also heard Chris say that he does not believe that it is wrong to have concerts. In fact, he already has said that he arranged a concert featuring you at the very church where he was a member. But at the same time, don't you think that the church at large has been far too influenced with the mindset that worship is entertainment?
Absolutely. It is really to our shame. It is grievous that it has, oh my goodness, I have heard of a church in a large city that is completely entertainment with all sorts of lights and dramatic effects and very little if you could even call it a sermon. This was told to me by somebody who visited this church and actually witnessed and how empty it was of anything from the Word of God, and totally entertainment. So yes, it is a sad situation, but people, so many people and ministers, preachers, want large churches. And so you try to do things that you think are going to bring the crowds in. But we praise God for the churches that are all about the truth of God's Word and honoring Him instead of entertainment.
And that goes right along with Johnny from Queens' statement about the audience of one. We should never forget that that is who we are to be singing to and most concerned about pleasing is the Godhead.
Yes. Yes. Most concerned, yes.
We have Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina, a very loyal listener to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and a very faithful financial supporter of this program. And Grady says, "Greetings, Brother Chris and Sister Judy. Our Heavenly Father has certainly blessed you with a beautiful voice. I just added your albums on iTunes to my collection. Whenever I hear..."
Wonderful.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Wonderful!
Oh. "Whenever I hear someone say their devotional life is boring, I always suggest listening to a song or singing one to the Lord. I know that has helped enhance mine. Of course, I make sure it adheres to the Holy Scriptures. Do you think singing or songs should be a part of our devotions?" Well, that's kind of a no-brainer asking you that question.
yes, I certainly do. And, oh my, I can't remember the name of the book. I wish my husband was here. But anyway, at least one book that we've seen and used called Singing the Psalms, and we have definitely singing the Scripture, and we have definitely incorporated that in our own family worship, and it is such a blessing. Again, pointing to just how important music is and can be to our personal and family and corporate worship to the Lord.
Amen. We're going to go before our final break to another song, which has a very bizarre title, "Barney is a Hog." I hope that's not about a deacon at Dickinson First Presbyterian Church who is a glutton at the picnics that you have, but tell us.
No. Now, this is actually the companion. A lot of the listeners may remember on Go to the Ant on Proverbs, Isabel is a Pig for girls, little girls that get all dressed up but then cry and whine and pout. This is the companion somebody asked me to write many years ago, and I finally succumbed and thought, you know, that's really a good idea. So Barney is a Hog is for our boys, and might I add, some men.
Okay, well, here is Barney. Barney is a Hog, and the next time you hear my voice is when we return from our final break, because this song will lead directly into our last commercial break. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Judy Rogers.
Barney is a hog so strong and proud. He roots in his trough and he grunts real loud. He wallows in the mud and he rolls in the straw. But he doesn't need a bath because Barney is a hog. Billy is a boy who lives on a farm. He digs for worms and fishes in the pond. He jumps in the mud and rolls in the hay. And Billy needs a bath most every day. So listen to me, country boys, city boys too, and every boy in between. You were made in the image of God, not like a rabbit or a ferret or a frog. So wash your hands, brush your teeth, keep yourself clean. Billy comes home for supper every night. He's worked up a farm boy appetite. But his mama shakes her head and says with a laugh, "You're smelling like Barney, boy, take a bath." So listen to me, country boys, city boys too, and every boy in between. You were made in the image of God, not like a rabbit or a ferret or a frog. So wash your hands, brush your teeth, keep yourself clean. Every boy in between. You were made in the image of God,
wash your hands, brush your teeth, keep yourself clean.
Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White of the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Justin Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan.
Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest has been, for the entirety of today's show, Judy Rogers, Christian songwriter, singer, musician, Christian recording artist, and wife of Pastor Wayne Rogers of Dickinson First Presbyterian Church in Heysai, Virginia. If you have a question, I would send it in immediately because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. Before I play one of your songs, which I was recommended to play Dinos, but I never met a dinosaur. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have John in Bangor, Maine, who says, although I believe Christians have liberty to explore, enjoy, and implement a variety and a wide spectrum of musical instrumentation and melodies, I at the same time disagree totally with what I would call is the melody and beat neutrality myth. I believe that there are certain beats and melodies that are entirely disruptive and not productive for orderly worship that is even understandable to the congregation, and some of it resembles far too much Satan's music. I'm not referring to your music, of course, but I am referring to some of the more outlandish examples of music that we can hear not only in discography on the radio, but even in worship services like Christian death metal, etc. Can you respond to your own opinion on what I would call the myth of melody and beat neutrality?
I think it's an area we have to be careful with, but I definitely agree on those melodies or beats that are so wild and crazy and seem almost hellish that I don't see a place for that. Even in areas where people say, well, I know, but I've got a message in there and there's a certain group of people we can reach. I think that's going too far. Rap is not my favorite genre of music by any means, but recently I have heard a group called Beautiful Eulogy. Found out that these are actually three pastors, young pastors, who have written sermons. In these songs, And even some of their music I'm not really crazy about, but the messages are incredible. I've never heard messages. Doctrine, theology, so wonderfully set forth. And so I think we do have to be careful, and we can be very critical and make our own rules about this and have disagreements with people. You'll run the gamut if you ever get into this conversation, trust me, because I've had people say, oh, I love the way you have the drums in that, and other people say, I can't believe you put those devil drums in there. So, yeah, it's Oh, yeah. This was early on in my music, and it was very slow, soft music on my recording, Walkin' Wise for Young People. Anyway, but I agree that some of it just goes way too far and is not God-honoring.
I know that I've repeated this, and many of our listeners may be rolling their eyes because I've repeated it so often, but there's an excellent book that I really enjoy by Dr. T. David Gordon called Why Johnny Can't Sing Hymns.
And, yes, Wayne has that book.
And one of the things that Dr. Gordon points out in seeking to dispel the melody and beat neutrality myth is that he says that, and of course I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the book right in front of me, but he says that melodies and beats create moods, and very often, if not most often, the composers of music have even revealed that their intention is to create a certain mood. I mean, how many times have we heard rock artists say very blatantly that rock and roll is about sex and drugs, and they don't make any bones about it. And of course, I'm not saying that because of that we must refrain from using electric guitars and everything else, but I think that if we're going to be honest, there are moods that are created with certain melodies and rhythms and beats that definitely convey either a sexual connotation or a rebellious connotation or an anger.
Yes.
I mean, and those kinds of moods are not appropriate for the worship of God.
No, and let me say that I have been very disappointed in the past few years to actually hear some of that, maybe totally unintentionally, coming up in some of the Christian music that I hear, and even the lyric may be pretty sound, but I hear sounds coming from some of the women singers in particular that just sound sexy.
Oh yeah.
And so I do think we have to be very, very careful when handling the Word of God. I mean, that's how we have to look at it, as the Word of God in song. And if we look at it like that, instead of looking at the music first, then hopefully that will inform the kind of music and the way we sing it.
Yeah, well, and WMC, oh, I was giving you the wrong radio station. When Iron Sharpens Iron, I should say, aired on two stations on Long Island, New York, that were predominantly music, Christian music stations, I'd be sitting in the studio waiting to go on the air, and I'd be hearing this breathy, sensual music sung predominantly by women, and I was straining to hear the lyrics, because I'm saying to myself, is this a Christian song? What is this? This sounds like a sexual song of some kind. So exactly what you were just mentioning, it's obviously that many of these artists are hoping for a crossover hit that secular radio stations will start to play, because it is indistinguishable from somebody singing to their boyfriend from singing to God. But
yes.
Anyway, we're going to play I Never Met a Dinosaur, and if you could give us a brief explanation before I play it.
This one in particular was I had one of Ken Ham's books on dinosaurs for our grandchildren, and when I was writing the critter songs, I thought, oh, well, I need to look. His books like this might really give me some good info. And so I essentially, I was so excited as I turned page after page and said, I can write a song right here. And so this is one of the favorites of the kids and of our grandkids who sing on the CD, by the way, and some of our dear church members' children at that time. And I really had fun with this song, as well as trying to really speak the truth. I had fun with it because I have no problem with kids watching Barney unless somebody wants to tell me some reason. The lovable, you know, dinosaur that says, I love you, you love me. But I don't want little children growing up believing in these cartoon characters that really have nothing to do with love for them. And so one verse of my song you will hear says, I never met a dinosaur I didn't like and expect I'll never meet one, great or small. But the dinos on the kids' shows aren't real, and they can't love you after all. But God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Great. Well, here it is. I never met a dinosaur from the Consider the Critters CD, the new CD by Judy Rogers.
I've never met a dinosaur at all, but I know God made all the animals, and some of them are mighty big and tall, but not all dinos were even as big as rhinos. Some were small, like a pony or a sheep. Put their bones together and it's easy to see. Oh,
I love it, Sayonara Dinosaur.
I have a lot of fun with these songs.
Yeah, well, that was excellent. I love that. And I'd like you to have 30 seconds just to summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today, Judy.
Oh, well, music is powerful. It is powerful. That's very clear, even by watching our teenagers, and if we are privy to what they listen to, which we should be, by the way, it's powerful. And so I am encouraging folks to be careful. It takes time. Parenting takes time and creativity and thought and prayer, as everybody knows. And so that does not exclude the area of music. And so our goal when our children was young, and really why I started writing songs at all, was because my husband and I had small children, and we saw very little that was available for our children. And so my husband said, why don't you write songs? And that's what I did by God's grace. So get great, excellent, sound, theologically sound music in front of your children, but also help to work it by God's grace into their hearts.
Amen. And you can get that music at judyrogers.com, judyrogers.com. Don't forget to enter the coupon code when purchasing music from judyrogers.com, JRMusic1952, JRMusic1952. Also, don't forget about Dickinson First Presbyterian Church of Hayside, Virginia, pastored by Judy's husband, Wayne Rogers. You could look them up on Facebook. Judy, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to your return to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And I want everybody to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Thank you, Chris, so much. It's been a delight.
Amen.